Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about something that has sort of set the Tesla community in a tizzy today, the China April Tesla sales report from the China Passenger Car Association. So it's been a little bit confusing. People are unclear on whether the report was referring to just domestic deliveries or sales, or if it included export. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. First, we'll take a quick look at the stock price though. So Tesla today finishing down just shy of 2%, 1.9% to $617.20. That compared to the Nasdaq, which was down a tenth of a percent. So a little bit tougher of a day for Tesla, but down 2%, not all of that dramatic of a drop for Tesla today. All right, so let's get into these China sales numbers. Again, as I said, this has caused a lot of confusion today. This is the report here from the CPCA. And let's just look at the report here. It says Tesla, so new energy vehicle section here. Tesla China was 25,845, they say, wholesale sales here in April. So that would be down from March. Tesla, the sales report for Tesla in March was about 35,000 vehicles. So that'd be down roughly 30% from March. But as we know, Tesla structures their deliveries in a way that is prior towards the end of the quarter, because in the first month of the quarter, usually they're doing heavy exports. So, if we look at a sales number for the first month of the quarter, generally that's going to be down from the last month of the previous quarter. So nothing new there for Tesla. But what has people really confused here is later on in this report, CPCA says that Tesla exported just over 14,000 vehicles in China. So originally, that kind of what that sounds like is 25,000, almost 26,000 there domestic, plus 14,000 exported for a total of roughly 40,000. And that's how the report was initially perceived, I think, by most people. But then we've had some follow-up reporting that has made it look like maybe it's only 11,000, 11 to 12,000 domestic deliveries, and then 14,000 exported for the total there of 25 to 26,000. So we're going to go through this. We're going to try to get to the bottom of what's actually going on here. First, I want to talk about why certain things have been reported in a certain way and try to figure out where each side of those reports are coming from, because it has been a lot of confusion throughout the entire day today. So here's Global Times, how they reported it and how other sites reported it was the 25,000 EVs in April in China. They then added that up to from the reports from January, February, and March to get to a total of 95,000 cars in China over the first 4 months. So Tesla bulls have been citing this report. There's also another report here from a Chinese website saying a very similar thing. They're going through and adding up and saying, okay, Tesla's cumulative sales from January to April has reached 95,000. So if you have that 95,000 number, you have January, February, and March, then you subtract the 95,000 from the sum of Q1, and that leaves you with 25,000. So people are saying, okay, that obviously shows that the April number here, the 25,000, that matches up. And we are clearly looking at a Chinese domestic delivery number there on the 26,000, meaning the 14,000 additional are, or the 14,000 export are additional. However, the problem with that is that this 95,000 number, even though this is mentioned in quite a few different articles, I think this is just reporters doing the math on that. So I don't think this is anything coming from the CPCA. If we go back to the actual CPCA report, there's nothing in here that cites 95,000. I'm searching here for 95. I don't see anything in the entire article on that. It's a pretty long piece here, but there's nothing in there about the 95,000. So I think that's just coming from a reporter's take. So I don't think we can use that as a definitive reason for why this would be 40,000. Now, where the confusion further comes in is a report here from a Twitter account called 42How. This is somewhat comparable to like an Inside EVs website, is my understanding, in China. So they've got a tweet here. They've also posted on their Weibo account, and they say that after they have con they say that they have confirmed with the China Passenger Car Association and Tesla China that the export number is included in the wholesale number. So they're saying that the 14,000 there export is included already in the 26,000, so not additional, meaning that domestic sales were somewhere around 11,000, 12,000. Plus the export of 14,000 gets you to the total there. Obviously, that would be a much worse number than 14,000. To explain that, they say that also we got additional info from Tesla's China PR department that the Model Y production line was shut down for 2 weeks. So it would be confusing if Tesla went from production that would allow them to deliver 35,000 vehicles in March down to production that would only allow them to deliver 26,000 vehicles in April if there were no downtime. 42 Howe here is saying that there was some downtime from the Model Y. This is the first that I would have heard about any downtime, so I would find this surprising, but this is what they're saying. They were communicated from someone at Tesla China. Now you might go, oh, Tesla doesn't have a PR department. Elon has been pretty vocal about that. But the communication channels in China work differently. We have heard Tesla comment on a lot of different stories from executives at Tesla China. So they operate the business a little bit differently there, which probably makes sense, but I wouldn't use that reference to Tesla China PR department to refute any sort of claims here by 42 Howe. So this is where most of the confusion has come from today. A lot of people are citing this report from 42 Howe. They're saying, okay, they checked with CPCA. CPCA confirmed that the 26,000 number is the total. You have to take the 14,000 out to get the China domestic sales. As far as I can tell, that the only one reporting this, I haven't seen any other report. Every other report seems to refer to this as the source of information. So while it does seem relatively conclusive, it is just coming from one report. So on one hand, we've got the Global Times saying, okay, 95,000, Tesla bulls are pointing to that. On the other hand, we've got this Twitter account, this 42 Howe saying, nope, the 14,000 is included in that number already. So instead of being somewhere around 40,000, it's more like 26,000. So I've been digging through this all day. If we go through, so there's the Weibo tweet. And I meant to mention this earlier, but it's important to remember that regardless of where these numbers come out, this is just an estimate from CPCA. So the data comes from OEMs and dealerships. Tesla doesn't participate in those channels. So while I found the CPCA estimates to be very good in the past, they seem to be relatively accurate. They are still just estimates. So anyway, what I've done is kind of gone through each CPCA report each month that we've had this year, just to kind of explore how they're talking about things, how they're wording things. They generally have this export section where they talk about exported vehicles, and then they have a new energy vehicle section, and that's where we get the Tesla information. They always talk about manufacturers that have sales volumes of more than 10,000 vehicles. So, you know, January we saw 15,500. Here in February we saw 18,300. Here in March we saw, again, the 35,000. And then we get to the April report. So this is what we just looked at, where it's saying, okay, Tesla, 25,800. So the reason I go through that is because the format that the report has been in hasn't really changed too much from what I can tell. It seems to have stayed relatively consistent. As I said, they do have that separate section for export data. And in January, February, March, they haven't really highlighted Tesla in that section too much. They did in March say that, let's see, I'm just looking at my notes here. Maybe it was February. So let's flip back to February here. They did say that Tesla has produced 23,600 vehicles and exports have performed well this year. From January through March, that's really the only mention that they made of Tesla exports, but it does seem to imply that exports were in addition to the sales number that they're reporting here, because they do say 18,000 versus, you know, 23,000 production plus exports being strong, implying that some of those vehicles that were produced went to exports. So it hasn't been explicitly clear. Oftentimes we do, after this report, get other information. So there's other production reports, or there's insured or registered vehicles. So we're going to have to wait a couple of days for this to clear up. But one thing that I did notice in the April report, let me flip back to this, that I think might give us a really solid clue into what the actual result is here, is about the SAC passenger vehicles here. So let me go back to the new energy vehicle section. I was just looking through this for any clue that might give us a hint on how the data is structured here. So again, we're in the new energy vehicle section. They're talking about April, and they say wholesales wholesale sales of more than 10,000 vehicles. SAIC-GM Wuling, 30,000. Tesla, about 26,000. BYD, 25,000. SAIC passenger vehicles, 1,300. They then, in the next section, say, in April, the export of new energy vehicles showed explosive growth. Tesla exported 14,174 vehicles in China. 2,378 new energy vehicles exported from SAIC passenger vehicles. So this is, I think, the clue that we've got. If we look back here, it says, in April, new energy passenger vehicle wholesale sales for SAIC passenger vehicles was 1,304. And then if we look at the export, they're saying it was 2,378. So if this section, the wholesale sales, was inclusive of exports, these two things does not compute, basically, because you've got the export number being higher than the number here. So it can't be inclusive, at least for SAIC passenger vehicles. Maybe they're talking about Tesla differently, but my read on that is that these are separate numbers. Wholesale sales refers to sales in China. That could be, again, registration data, insurance data. That's not necessarily going to coincide with production. And then you've got, in addition to that, is my take, 14,174 vehicles export. So to export a vehicle, obviously that has production-related ties. Tesla's going to be exporting those things as soon as they produce them, versus some of the sales data might be a little bit of a lagging indicator. So I think these are separate numbers. Again, hopefully we'll get more information on this in the coming days, but that's my take for now. The other point that I want to mention here is that it's not necessarily fair to just add these up and say, okay, 40,000 is what Tesla made in April in China. Because if we look, for a couple reasons that I'll go into, but if we look at Tesla's production capacity here, so this is from Tesla's, you know, Q1 earnings report, they say that for Shanghai, the current production capacity is 450,000. If Tesla was closer to 40,000 for April, they'd already be well ahead of that production capacity. 40,000 annualized would be 480,000, so they would be above this. So why I think it's important to differentiate here, sales versus production, as always, there might be some lag in terms of when those things are reported, and as I mentioned earlier, these are estimates. So it's not necessarily fair to say, oh, Tesla's at 40,000, 480,000 annualized, they're crushing it. And then we do also have the open question from this, you know, Weibo report about 2 weeks of shutdown for the Model Y. If there were 2 weeks of shutdown for the Model Y, it's almost impossible, in my view, that Tesla would have actually produced enough to have 14,000 exports plus 26,000 sales, depending on what the inventory was coming into the quarter. But we know overall, globally, Tesla's inventory was low. So that's one area that doesn't necessarily add up. Maybe this is just wrong. Maybe there weren't shutdowns. Maybe this is misinterpreted. Maybe there was a new line that wasn't up for 2 weeks or in April or something like that. It's an open question. To sort of make a counter argument to that, though, the 450,000 production capacity here doesn't completely negate the possibility that Tesla would already be at a 40,000 per month rate. If we go back to Q4, Tesla, before they were producing the Model Y, they produced about 67,000 vehicles in Q4. That's straight from the production numbers. So 67,000 vehicles in one quarter is about 270,000 vehicles annualized. And at that time, Tesla was stating their production capacity for the Model 3 as 250,000 per year. So there has actually been a case in the past where Tesla has exceeded the production capacity that they stated on the earnings report, meaning the 450,000 here doesn't completely eliminate the possibility of production exceeding that on a monthly or quarterly level. So just wanted to point that out as well. But again, they're separate numbers, exports, sales, and hopefully, to kind of wrap everything up here, hopefully we'll get more information on this in the next couple of days as sort of the model sales reports come out. And we do have sort of different organizations reporting on things in China. And this is all, it's all confusing. Every month it's confusing. Every month the terminology kind of changes. So we really have to look at it closely. But my take is that we're probably looking at something closer to 40,000 than closer to 26,000, which would be really, really great news for Tesla if so. On the other hand, if it is 26,000, if Tesla did have the Model Y production shut down for 2 weeks, that's probably at least 5,000 units in production that they lost there for the Model Y. So a number like 26,000 in the first week of the quarter, again, recognizing that that doesn't necessarily fully capture production, which hopefully we get a production number soon. I don't think that would be, you know, anything to worry about by any means. If you add the downtime back in, you're above 30,000, and then you're looking pretty consistent kind of month over month, maybe a small dip in April. But again, we're looking at sales versus production, so it's hard to say there. All right, the only other story that I wanted to touch on today, this has absorbed the community today, so this has been most of the news flow. But we did see a report here this morning from Reuters, an exclusive report saying, Tesla puts brake on Shanghai land as U.S.-China tensions weigh. They then go on to say that Tesla has halted plans to buy land to expand its Shanghai plant to make it a global export hub, people familiar with the matter said, due to uncertainty created by U.S.-China tensions. I think Gary Black on Twitter today had a source that within Tesla saying that that is completely a fallacy in terms of this the U.S.-China tensions thing. Reuters later in this report says that Tesla had earlier considered expanding exports of China-made entry-level Model 3 to more markets, including the United States. We've never really heard anything about that. Doesn't necessarily make it untrue. I would find it surprising. You know, the cost of labor would be cheaper there, but and presumably the what they're doing with the standard range in China is using the lithium iron phosphate cells. So that's closer to the production of the cells than if Tesla were to adopt that strategy in the US. So they could get a lower price standard range Model 3 out of China, I think, but we just haven't really heard anything about that plan. And I would find it pretty surprising, especially knowing that Tesla is building another factory in Texas. But counter argument against that, that's primarily focused on the Model Y and the Cybertruck, so it doesn't necessarily stop anything from Shanghai from the Model 3 in terms of potentially importing to the US. Still, they have Fremont, so it doesn't make a lot of sense. So I'm not putting a ton of weight into this. We did previously talk about how Tesla was potentially interested in that land, at least it looked like, but Reuters does say here later on in the article that China is looking at other EV makers to potentially purchase that land as well. So it could just be a case of Tesla not wanting to, you know, bid up the price. We don't really have a ton of information on the situation, but I did just want to at least point that out. That was kind of the other big news for today. So I think that's been, you know, kind of a long recap of just one little piece of information in terms of the China sales. Again, hopefully we'll see how this shakes out in the next couple of days. We'll definitely be keeping a close eye on it. If we are at that 40,000 number or somewhere around that, again, I think that's a great number. We're just going to have to wait and see. So thanks, guys. As you can hear, my voice is still recovering a little bit, so thanks for bearing with me through that. But that'll wrap it up for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And don't forget to like if you're leaving off the live stream. Appreciate that as well. Thanks, guys.